Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say...
Welcome back, 17 Till. Little Buddy Holly bringing us back, the late, great Buddy Holly. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. I hope you'll go to my website when you get time. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we have lots of things there that will help you in get your business off the ground if you're starting one or are operating successfully. If you've already underway and you want to get a little bit better, something I or my Brain Trust members have said as they've joined me on the show, as we've written in articles that you can find there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The great wealth of information for small businesses, including the body of work that Jory Clark has deposited with us. Jory Ann Clark is the founder and the CEO of Circle One Network and KidsCom.com. That's a site for kids that I've been telling you about. I've been happy to let Jory tell you about on my show for a long time. Jory, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you've been working on lately is something you call health games.
Yes.
Health games. Now, you know, health, everybody's interested in health, but we don't always want to do what it takes to be healthy. But so you're wrapping a game around it and making it more interesting, I guess.
We are. You know, you're very much what you're saying is we all kind of know what we should do, but we don't necessarily always do it.
Now, usually when there's a game involved, for most Americans, there's beer and hamburgers somewhere nearby, you know. This is a different kind of game, isn't it?
This is a different kind of game. And you can actually find it on kidscom.com. If you go to the homepage and you scroll down to the educators area, you'll see what we're doing to create fitness using games. And one of the things that we're using is, and we've got some videos because we've started to bring it out to parks and we've started to bring it into office locations. And we're getting people to move around. If you're familiar with Kinect or with Wii, you mm-hmm. get the idea of yourself being the controller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with simply a laptop with a camera in it, you can play a game that teaches you about food and nutrition.
Hmm.
And, you know, I can never, for one, remember how many servings I'm supposed to have of what kind of things. And so part of what this is about is to help you internalize what you should be eating for better nutrition.
So just waiting till you get full is not a good plan, is it?
Wait, pardon me, yes.
Yeah.
When you're already obese, it's a really hard time to try and figure out what you should be eating.
Right.
And I don't know if you know, Jim, but part of our interest came from the fact that we've got a third of people in the United States are obese.
Yeah.
Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah.
And it's simply because we just have gotten away from those fitness things we need to do.
Well, that's part of it. But also, in America, if you want something to eat, all you have to do is stick an arm out and move left or right one way or the other, and you're going to bump into something to eat.
Yeah.
If you go to any other country in the world, if you're hungry, you have to work hard to find something to eat.
Yeah, so, and it's really just about eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and really just changing our palate to get away from some of those things that are just high calorie and low
mm-hmm.
nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's important to small business owners is you know, as health costs go up, if people are not taking care of themselves, it just becomes more and more expensive.
You know, something I've started doing lately, and I love it. And I think it's good for me, and it's helping me to lose a little weight, and that's Greek yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greek yogurt, folks, is high in protein, very high, like at least twice, maybe three or four times higher in protein than regular yogurt is.
Yeah.
And low in calories, the kind that I get anyway, and it's a great thing to tide you over or to be part of a meal or something like that. But back to this thing, the health games, when you're saying health games, you're not just talking about exercise. You're also talking about learning about nutrition, that kind of thing.
Yes. And better for adults is they can actually send their kids here and their kids can figure out these healthy recipes and then print them out and help out at home with some of the cooking.
And you're talking about business. You're saying that, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday on some other programming, that the companies, this is something that companies are getting more interested in, is getting their employees to be more active and interested in healthy options.
Yes.
Whether it be exercise or eating, that kind of thing. So how do we find out about this? Where do we go to get this information?
Well, the best way you can start, there's two ways that I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you, first of all, to KidsCom, because, of course, that's my goal, to get everybody to get familiar with it.
Right.
And if you go into the educators area and scroll down to the bottom, on the left-hand side, you'll see something that says fitness. And when you click through to that, that will take you to what we call the move and match game,
mm-hmm.
which you can put it on your projector in your conference room and get your staff in front of it, and all of a sudden they've got to figure out what are the foods that match and then put them in the right food category. And while that doesn't sound like it would necessarily be fun, it is people fall on the floor and laugh because trying to figure out how to do this and do it in a time situation can be a really fun experience.
So even though it's embedded into KidsCom, adults, go there anyway. KidsCom.com. What section is it again?
Right on the home page, there's something called Educators Learn More.
Educators Learn More. Click on that. Uh-huh. Go down to the bottom.
And you'll see Nutrition and Fitness Education Activities.
All right.
And when you click on the fitness one, you can click right on the game, and that'll launch right off your computer.
So check it out.
So as
and then...
you are eating your yogurt, Jim, then the other thing I want to learn is once a day you've actually done your fitness game off of the computer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty bad when Americans have to go to the computer to get their exercise, isn't it? It's come to this, I guess.
Time doesn't have to be bad time anymore.
There you go.
You can get your fitness right from the screen.
There you go. Hey, hold on to that thought, Jory. We're going to be right back, folks, with Jory and Clark. Give us the website again, Jory.
It's kidscom.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. 10 till. Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.